Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in. You are in for a treat. About once a month, we have singer-songwriter, worship pastor Mark Allen in studio with his guitar, and I always hear from you about what a treat that is. And I think last time he was here, I cried for like half the show. So I've got a goal. No tears that I'm going to shed on the air today, probably. Well, he's in studio with a friend of his, and who's also a friend of ours. I love this guy already, Pat Barrett. Maybe you know him, maybe you don't, but I got to tell you, you know his song, Good, Good Father, because we play it on the show several times a week. Love that song. We've got both of them in studio with their guitars. We're going to worship. We might even take a few requests, and I don't think you can stump these guys. I don't think we've done that yet, Mark. So nothing like putting
I'm
you on the spot.
I'm going to stump them. I'm going to try to stump them.
I didn't tell you that part when I invited you in studio. Oh, sorry. But we're going to hear Good, Good Father live. We're going to hear Come to the River and some other great, great songs. If you want to call in with a request, no promises, but hey, maybe, just maybe. So here's the number. If you get on the air, we've got some books off our Faith Radio shelf we can get into your hands. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. You can email me, Susie, at myfaithradio.com. A quick note, one of the reasons Pat is in studio with us with his guitar is because he's going to be leading worship with Mark at Emmanuel Christian Center tonight. Okay, it's 4 o'clock now, so even if you're listening from, I don't know, another state, get in the car and get here.
Yeah, you can still make it.
Come on, you can still make it. It's possible. You got to want it. That's right. If you want it, you will be here. Does it start at 6:30? Is that right?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. You got 3 hours. I mean, if you're coming from South Dakota, Iowa, Wisconsin, if you want it, you can do it. So let me tell you about these guys. We'll get them on this show. Pat Barrett is a worship leader, songwriter, as well as the lead singer and songwriter for House Fires. As I said, he's known for his song, Good, Good Father, performed by Chris Tomlin and by him, because I've heard his original version. Mark Allen is a singer-songwriter and worship pastor for Emmanuel Christian Center in Spring Lake Park, Minnesota. He and his wife, Jill, have the two cutest kids I've ever seen on the planet. So, and that's just true.
Well, I'm biased, but thank you.
You haven't seen my kids, Susie.
That's true.
Yeah, we didn't see a picture.
We'll see. Yeah.
Those two just might get bumped, Mark. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, welcome, you guys. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Susie. It's a privilege to be here.
And, Pat, I disagree with you. You have a good radio voice.
Oh, thank you. I felt like I made the comment earlier, I don't think it's deep enough.
No, it
hey.
Is.
Hey there.
Yeah.
If you fake it, it sounds fakey.
Yeah,
so let's
okay,
just
good,
keep
okay.
going. Okay, if you don't mind, and I'm sure everybody asks you this, but I'm asking you this. Talk about the story behind the song, Good, Good Father. How God birthed it in your heart.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, the origins of the chorus started with a guy named Tony Brown, who's the other writer on the song. And it's something that he's... It started being sung in some of these house church gatherings that he'd be a part of in these small communities. And he's from Baltimore. I'm down in Atlanta. Our church is down in Atlanta. So he showed up in our city about 5 years ago, and friendships started there. And as songwriting and creative communities go, songs are always being written. They're not always good, but they're being written.
That's the point.
Yeah, there you go. So, his backstory is really incredible, extremely redemptive story, because he grew up not knowing his dad. Mm. So the only person he's called father ever has been God. Mm. So when he sings, "You're a good, good father," it carries this history of finding that acceptance and affirmation from God in that way. And so, you know, for me, I'm the worship pastor at the church, and I think we always go through times where we wrestle with the scriptures and Jesus and belief. And I travel a lot, so I've been a part of so many different. I grew up in the church, so I was a part of every worship service, every Wednesday potluck dinner, every women's Bible study. Thanks, Dad, for taking me to those. Those were a blast.
We love that.
Yeah. So, and I got to this point in my life where I felt like every weekend I was at a different event with a different denomination, with an amazing group of people, an amazingly anointed, and impactful. Speaker, and there was always a slightly different narrative about what God was like. That one question, and recently becoming a father myself, I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. I'm wrestling with that question, like, how do I explain God to my kids? Like, where do you start? And I've already, like, failed the first 2 times, were hilarious. my daughter's like, where's Jesus? I'm like, okay, don't screw this up. He's in your heart. He's like, my heart. Is he in daddy's heart? Like, yeah. Mommy's heart? Yeah, I think she's getting it. She's like, Bentley's heart, which is like the family dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, ask your mother. I don't know.
Yeah.
So part of it has been like thinking about my kids and how they view God. And the other side is me wrestling myself. I've heard 1,000 stories, different stories. You know, this group says you're this way. Some people in the media may think you're this way, this group says you're this way, but God, like, what, Jesus, what did you say about God that seemed to be so provocative for the religious community and welcoming for those who weren't in it? And when he taught us to pray, he said, our Father, and that was like, it got him into a lot of trouble with people who wanted God to be distant and severely judgmental and a perfectionist as opposed to a father. So that seemed, you know, it's been a real healing song for me personally, for Tony personally, and as a community, as a church.
For many, obviously.
Yeah, as you start to just sing that, some of these harmful lenses are replaced by that picture, whether you had a great father, an absent one, or God wants to be that place. So, it's been, I could talk about the song for hours just because it's been so important to me, but...
Well, you know, when I'm talking about it, when I'm speaking, you know, just think if you can push aside all the ways, if you've been church wounded, if you've beheaded, you know, you see people misuse scripture. If you can put all that aside for a moment and look at who he is and what he's about, then you'll know what he's like. I mean, he's for the person at the bottom of the pile. He cares about justice, you know. I mean, there's so much about him. He makes himself accessible, but he's a star-breathing God. He's giant and he's intimate, you know, he's great and he's near. I mean, all of that, when you think about it, if you push aside everybody's wrong interpretations, how blessed we are to get access to him. So I can't wait. And sing it, baby.
Okay,
sing it.
Here we go.
Stories, what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good father. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but searching for answers, only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. lie. I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love. Love, love, you're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Thank you, Lord.
Good.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Wow, so precious. You know, Mark, I know you were just the perfect child. I talked to your mom, but
right. It's a lie.
Yes. But I'd love to know, just from your perspective as you're listening to Pat's song here, as a papa, how has your sense of God's affection for you been impacted by your affection for your kids?
Oh, man, that is unbelievable. I remember the day that our kids were born, and the first thought that crossed my mind was, one, I don't understand how somebody could watch the birth of a child and not think that there is a God who loves and cares. And then my first thought with my daughter was, I kissed her and I started to weep. And my wife said, why are you crying? And I said, because I just gave her first kiss.
Hmm.
And there's something about being a father that you have an undeniable care and love and affection for your children that can't be revoked. It can't be removed and it can't be replaced. And I tell my kids all the time, I love you and I'm proud of you. And I always say, do you know why? And they always go, yes, because you're our dad and we're your son or we're your daughter. But I never want my kids to feel like they have to earn that seat at my table, that they have to earn the reputation of being mine. They are mine because they are. And man, my perspective of how God is has completely shifted as being a dad, because I recognize that same way I feel towards my kids is how God feels towards me. So often I try to strive and feel like I have to get his attention or prove to him that he's worth, you know, I'm worth him focusing on, but he just loves me just for being me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in our world, in our American culture, we get that so backwards that we feel like we have to do and we have to achieve and we have to prove and validate. And God is sitting there going, I just want you to be mine. Be with me. Don't do for me. And so that's how it's changed for me.
Mm, love that. As you're talking, I'm thinking of Psalm 46:10. See striving and know that I'm God. And I studied the word know, and it means intimate. I mean, deep, deep intimacy. So in our striving, may we stop. In every area of restlessness in our soul, if we could know him more intimately in that place, we could live in response to his love versus in reaction to our stuff.
Good.
Got Pat Barrett and Mark Allen in studio today. Their claims to fame are these. They're the object of the Father's affection. These are boys, young men that the Father loves. And oh, by the way, they write songs and lead people in worship. But that's what's true. God loves them. He loves you. We're going to sing and worship together more when we return. Don't go away. More great music ahead.
Bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine, 'cause love can heal what hurt divides, and mercy's waiting on the other side. If we're honest.
Well, you picked a great day to tune in to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. Really glad to have you listening today. There's something so healing and so powerful about music, especially worship music, because God inhabits the praises of his people, and that's what we're doing. We're worshiping him today, coming together, and if your soul is weary, this is what you need. And I'm so glad to have Pat Barrett and Mark Allen in studio sharing their music with us. Pat has written the number one Christian song in the country right now, Good, Good Father. And Pat was saying, and I think it's so true before the break here, that the reason I think it's resonating with so many people is because of maybe father wounds or just a skewed father perspective, that God could be that kind of a father. And both Mark and Pat are going to alternate and play music together, but this is so fun. At the last minute, I convinced them to kind of sing together. They each have their songs, but they're musicians, right? So
I hope I don't screw up the words of your songs,
What's
Mark?
The worst that could happen? Yeah. Famous last words, right? How bad can it be?
Yes,
all right, so tell us about In the River, and then Pat's going to sing with you, Mark.
But, yeah. In the River is a really, really special song to me. A song I wrote with a few other friends out in Redding, California. I went there this past spring to write with some of the guys in Jesus Culture for their upcoming album. The song came out with them this past January. And it started with a conversation with the four of us in the room talking about how we tend to focus all of our time in the church on, like, me-focused things. A lot of times, sometimes we get caught in, like, God, I need you to do this for me. God, be this for me, which is all good. But there's something that happens when we step into the presence of God, into what God is already doing, rather than inviting God into our perspective of what we want him to do. And so this song really, it just says, you know, we want to come alive. We want God to spring up a well in us, recognizing that that well exists even more so Monday through Saturday than it does on a Sunday morning. Sunday morning is important, and the river of God can flow on a Sunday morning. But when you look at scripture, you know, in Ezekiel, it talks about how Ezekiel went on this vision and how it talks about how where the river flows, everything that touches the river, life grows and springs up from it. And we recognize that as the church, we're not meant to just be in four walls of a building on a Sunday morning, but the church is meant to be us, meaning that the people that we touch, we're meant to spring up life in them and those around us. And so it's a song of joy. It's a song of declarative hope that we can come alive, that we can be redeemed by the cross, but we also have future and hope that we look forward to.
Awesome. I got to tell you, a pastor friend of mine used to say, find the glory spout and live there each day. It's kind of like that, right?
Let's hear it. Yes, this is In the River.
There is a river where goodness flows. There is a fountain that drowns sorrow. There is an ocean. It's deeper than fear, the tide is rising. There is a current, it's stirring deep inside, it's overflowing from the heart of God. The flood of heaven is crashing over us, the tide is rising. Come alive in the river.
Thank you, Lord. Wow, wow, wow. Don't you just love these days? I do, too. Fantastic. Talking to Pat Barrett, Mark Allen, and just listening to these songs that they've written, worshiping the Lord today. Got about 2.5 minutes before our bottom of the hour break. And, you know, something I've been praying for years, every single day, is that the depressed would be delivered, the sick would be made well, the confused would receive clarity, the lost would be found, the prodigals would come home. There's so many people living in the fringes or in the shadows, right? And I know every time I feel like I'm jumping in God's river of yes. When you think of who he tended to when he walked the earth, and we have two options when we look at the news and the culture. We can cover our heads and hope we can hang on till Jesus comes, or we can, aggressively pray, may your kingdom come and your will be done. I mean, literally, we've got about a minute and a half, but I'd love for you just to speak to the difference of living in expectancy and living in self-preservation.
Yeah, actually, that's one of my favorite verses is Psalm 5. I think about it every single morning when I wake up. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. I lay my request before you and I wait with expectation. And I think there's something incredible when we're invited to lean into life and expect that God will meet us in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's beautiful about it is it's, everyone doesn't have some uniform experience. Everyone has something completely different they're going through. Some people are in the middle of mournings, celebrating, sorrow, like the whole thing is not distant from God. And the invitation is not just to experience him in some places with some states of mind and at certain times in your life, but it's to experience him all the time in every circumstance, to lean in and say, I know I may be going through a tough time, but I know that you're here with me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear, because you're actually here as well, and not just on the other side of the valley where things are good, where I want to be right now. You're here. So I think there's something amazing. There's something liberated. You can be free in the midst of a circumstance that everyone else would say, there's no way that person's free, because God's with you.
That's the God we serve. Scripture says, I cried out to the Lord in my distress, and he answered me by setting me free. Sometimes we cry out for a Band-Aid, and he's like, no, I want to bring a breakthrough. We want to get through the moment, and he's like, no, I want to change your life.
Right.
And I think sometimes we ask too little from God. I think he wants to do more than we can even imagine. Got Mark Allen and Pat Barrett in studio. When we come back, we're going to hear some more music. I want to give them as much time as possible. So if you want to call in a request, just give it to Grace. She'll pass it on to us, all right? 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH, or email Susie at myfaithradio.com. More great worship up ahead. That's what it says in Ephesians. When we know this love, we're filled with the fullness of God. And I've said this before on the show, but when we get into ought to's and should do's in our faith journey, it's because I believe we've forgotten the love of God. When you get back to that place of remembering who he is and how he loves you, and you live in response, everything else becomes a get to. It just does. We get to pray. We get to give. We get to serve and live. And so excited to have Pat Barrett and Mark Allen in studio, both prolific singer-songwriters. Pat has written the song Good, Good Father. And you missed it if you just tuned in, so you got to go back and catch the podcast. That didn't sound very loving. But anyway.
Yeah, Susie, that's very unsusie-like.
It really is. I'm feeling a little snarky all of a sudden. But anyway.
Not today.
So we are talking about some of these songs these guys have written. And this next one, and we just decided this at the last minute. So Mark's going to back up Pat. Pat's going to back up Mark. And they're doing it on a whim, so it's kind of fun with live radio. So come to the river. Pat, let's hear this one. And Mark, feel free.
I'm coming to the river. Let's go.
Come on, baby.
If you mess up this song, I'm coming to your house. Yeah. Later, so.
I know where you live.
Oh, come to the water, all who are thirsty. Come and drink. Table, all who are hungry,
Thank you. It's just amazing.
Yeah, so
just
fun.
In his presence, the fullness of joy mm-hmm. is found. Nothing like worship. Wow. So glory to you. Who belongs to that song, Mr. Mark?
Yeah.
Tell us about that one.
Oh, that song, song I wrote with a few friends at a writer's retreat this last summer. And, you know, I alluded to it earlier, Susie, just that so much, I think, of my life, I've had this perspective and perception that what it means to worship God is boxed in a Sunday morning. And I am learning in the last couple of years, and a lot of it has been since we've had kids, and God has pushed me to take some risks and to step outside of what is safe and comfortable, that walking by faith, and Pat and I even had a conversation about it. We were talking a lot about it on the way over here today. It's not something that is normal for us to step into, but our desire is not that our songs in church on Sunday would bring glory to the Lord, but that our lives would bring glory to Him. That the way that we actually live and the way that we treat our family and the way that we interact with people on the freeway and the way that we talk to the person at the drive-thru would actually bring credit and recognition to the name of Jesus mm-hmm. rather than just us existing through our week. And so this is a song that for me has really been really special to me just because I think it's my heart's cry of my life right now.
And I want to just say a word before you do that about sometimes the sacrifice of praise and how that, you know, sometimes that praise feels like we have to dig so deep for it that it costs us something, and it brings glory to God, too. And Mark, you know, my little sister's husband is in the hospital right now fighting for his life with pancreatic cancer, and he had a rough, rough week. He's not been able to eat, and we were in the hospital yesterday just holding his hand, talking with him. And the sweetness in this valley of the shadow. My little sister's in her 40s and continues to say, I'm too young to be a widow. I'm too young. And she is, you know. But she was holding his hand, and they found that they could feed him intravenously for a while. Mm. And she said, you know, we used to thank Jesus for the steak. And now we thank him for other ways to get our nourishment. And And I looked at her, and I looked at my brother-in-law, and I said, you know what's so amazing is that God moves on every act prompted by your faith. When you smile at your spouse, when you thank him in the valley of the shadow, he moves on it. And when you're cranky and crabby and you feel like you can't pray because you're in so much pain, his grace amazes. Mm. And that's what's so scandalous about it. You know what I mean? He covers our sin and moves on our faith. I don't even think we know what we have in him, but that he would move when we worship. Why wouldn't we worship all the time, you know?
That's so good. Let the words I speak be honoring my every breath and offering, I pray. Let my life bring praise. My joy, my pain, I dedicate in all I face, my hope remains always. Let my life bring praise. So let my life bring glory, glory to you. Let my life bring glory, glory to you. Let my life bring glory, glory to you, only to you. Let the steps I take be filled with faith, my every breath before my
crying, so we should take a break. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Wow. I hope you're being as blessed and encouraged as I am today. We've got Pat Barrett and Mark Allen in studio just sharing their amazing, amazing gifts with us as we just enjoy God's presence and worship Him for who He is. More great music when we return. Having a great day today. I sure am having the time of my life in studio with these amazing worship leaders, singer-songwriters Pat Barrett, Mark Allen. Maybe you know the song Good, Good Father. It's the number one Christian song in America right now. Well, Pat wrote that song. And Mark, too, is a prolific songwriter. And you've had some kind of huge breakthroughs behind the scenes. And I always have to pull it out of your wife because neither of you two ever talk about it. But I'm going to make you talk about it on live radio just for a moment. But you've done some writing and for some significant artists. Can you just share?
I'll share one. There's one that came out this January. I sang it a few minutes ago. Yeah. It's called In the River. Jesus Culture recorded it on their new record. It's called Let It Echo. And so it was the first single. And it's been really, really fun to see how the life that God places inside of you with a group of people, how that affects other people. And it's fun to just see what God takes our little and He makes much of it.
Indeed.
And for me, it's just an opportunity to be a good steward of what He's given me and what He's entrusted me with, and to step back and let God do what He does.
Amen. Your fruit is bearing fruit, and that's just the dream, isn't it? Well, tonight at Emmanuel Christian Center, I know we've got listeners from all over the country, but if you're in the Midwest, and as Pat says, if you want it bad enough, you'll drive, right?
Oh,
7
yeah.
o'clock, Emmanuel Christian Center. It's on Osborne University in Fridley. Love for you to come because these guys will be leading us into the presence of God. Looking so forward to that. You want to lead us in a song? I would love to hear Your Love is Alive. Do you want to say a word about it first?
Well, I'd like to say that I've not really played it in this setting
this
before.
Is his word. This is what he wants to say about this song.
There's more to say about it. Just a little disclaimer.
This song is alive.
Okay, so I think this song is like, for me, it's one of those, sometimes you need to declare prophetic things over your life. And I just love that there's, in the Old Testament, we hear about a guy that had a vision then, and he saw God seated on the throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. There were angels singing. What they were singing was that the whole earth was filled with His glory. So there's something about there are times to think that we ask God for things, and then sometimes we declare what is, even if we can't fully see it.
Amen.
So that's
well
what the song's about.
Love it. I'm already ready.
Okay, here we go. Don't judge me.
I was trying to keep up.
Yeah, seriously. Okay.
The whole earth is filled. The whole earth is filled with Your glory, filled with Your glory, and my whole life is filled, my whole life is filled with Your glory, filled with
to go.
Thank you, guys.
Come on. Yeah, nothing to judge there.
Just
saying.
Don't judge.
It's really good. Okay, Mark, I want to just give you the choice which one you're feeling, because you've got so many songs, but we've got a few on the list here. All Things New, At the Foot of the Cross, Through the Valley. Mm-hmm. Is there one you feel especially inspired to share?
Oh, you know what? I think let's do All Things New.
Okay, let's do it. I have something to do with it. Let's do that.
If you want, Susie, you'll sing All
One
Things
of these
New.
Days, I'm just saying.
This is a song of hope that it doesn't matter. I think even just hearing Pat share that last song, we're never too far gone. God is always in the business of making beauty out of broken things.
Amen.
Jesus, we come as we are. You've given us a brand new start, so we're giving you our hearts. You are making all things new, and you make all things, you make all things. Jesus, we lean into grace. Our souls have been saved through faith by the power of the cross. And you are making all things new, and you
amazing. Thank you. Excuse me, Mark, what advice do you have for that person listening today who's not seen the sprout, you know, of life spring up, or the fist-sized cloud in the sky? It's just been a while since they've seen life. Things have felt like a drudgery. Mm-hmm. What advice, encouragement would you have for them today?
I think one thing is don't let go. Keep holding on. Tomorrow is a new day, and we never know what God's going to bring. The Word says that God will not allow us to go through things that are beyond what we can bear and handle. And I think a lot of times we think we can't handle it, but it forces us to turn our eyes to Jesus. And so my encouragement would be just don't quit. Don't quit early, and don't quit before your miracle comes, just because whatever is around the next corner, I really do believe that God is going to walk with us, and He's going to walk with us through the journey. And there's hope, and it's not usually in our ability to figure it out and to force our way through, but it's in our ability to depend and lean on Jesus and trust Him. And that can sometimes feel really trivial as a concept, but it means that we have to actually believe in darkness what we believe in light.
Amen.
And it means that we have to be willing to forego all of the easy road stuff and take the steps of faith and make our eyes and our plans not be about what's in it for us or what we can accomplish and what we can conquer on our own, but who he is and what he can do through us.
Amen. Recently had Paul Herkman on the show talking Venture Expeditions, and he says, you know, weariness, tiredness, they're two different things. Tiredness just means you need rest. Jesus got tired. Weariness is you get worn out from hearing the repetitive voices, the enemy voices and taunts. Quit. It's not worth it. That's what makes you weary. That's where you got to turn a deaf ear. Pat, if you don't mind, I'd love for you to pray for that person listening today who is weary, who's gone a long time without seeing the sun. Would you pray?
Yeah, totally. Father, thank you that you don't leave us alone. Mm-hmm. And would you give us not just eyes to see our present circumstance, but eyes to see you in it, and that you are walking with us, that your spirit is never far from us, and that you know what we need before we ever ask. So, Lord, we just we ask that your light would shine and that your glory would be revealed even in the midst of circumstances that seem like the opposite. And we just pray and we speak prophetically that we are not alone, that any lie that would tell us otherwise would be silenced by the loudness of your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You are dear brothers. Thank you for this making this stop and joining us today. Such a great time. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Just got a message from a friend who's stuck in traffic, and she said, I'm so glad to be stuck in traffic right now listening to these two guys. Maybe you have somebody who needs to hear what they had today to share. Hit the click of share button, Facebook, email, Twitter. You can send it out in a moment, and we'll meet you back here next time.